This is Morning Edition on WUWM. James Godsell, one of the founders and people who run Sweetwater Organics, is with us this morning. Now, that company is an indoor urban fish farm. It's located in an old industrial building south of downtown Milwaukee. Its focus is sustainable urban farming. Well, James, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Where exactly is the, can I call it a fish farm? Where is it located?
It's a fish farm, and also we call it an academy. We have a commercial farm experiment and a nonprofit Sweetwater Foundation that's harvesting the information derived from the commercial farm to diffuse it across, actually across the planet in Sweetwater miniatures. Sweetwater Organics is sort of like the mainframe computers of the 1970s. It's huge. It's complex. It has vast numbers of people necessary to have it smoothly functioning. And it is our dream, our vision, to miniaturize the mainframe to Apple Sweetwater and find Sweetwater miniatures, God willing, in every school of Milwaukee in the next 10 years, every school of the nation in the next 30 years, and every school on the planet in the next 45 years before my 100th birthday party.
Let's talk about the production element. First off, what type of fish do you grow in this facility?
We right now have 70,000 perch and tilapia, and we're transitioning entirely to perch with the help of the Great Lakes Water Institute, which is supported by Wisconsin Sea Grant Foundation. By this time next year, we're expecting to have sweet waters for probably 200,000 perch. And right now we have inside in what we call the farm and about 5,000 plants, but we're rolling out an outside farm that will probably up our plant production to 20,000 plants along with those 200,000 fish. The academy has 14,000 square feet where we have students of all ages and lifetime learners showing up to learn about aquaponics through the miniatures that we're developing with the collaboration of Milwaukee School of Engineering faculty and students, UWM architects, MIAD. Milwaukee is making Sweetwater.
The perch, that's popular fish, certainly served at numerous fish fries over time, but then completely depleted as a commercial fish anyway out of Lake Michigan. Will Sweetwater be able to commercially produce enough fish that we might see such a thing again, the popularity of the perch fish fry?
Sweetwater will produce millions of fish with the help of Dr. Binkowski, who has a patent for four-season spawning, which means that the perch make little perch four times a year in his labs. So he has millions upon millions of perch looking for foster homes. Sweetwater ultimately is designed to grow farmers, and we can imagine hundreds of Sweetwaters in Milwaukee, equal in size or probably mostly smaller, raising millions upon millions of perch. The original Americans called the Great Lakes the Sweetwater Seas. So we plan, God willing, to work with our fellow citizens and bring back Sweetwaters to Milwaukee, and we also believe that every city deserves Sweetwaters.
You mentioned the role of vegetation here, of vegetables, really, and of plant life, edible plant life. Can you tell me just a little more of the collaboration, the effort that you've shared with Will Allen of Growing Power? Because the vegetative part of the fish farming effort or aquaponics is quite key to all of this, isn't it?
Exactly. I should tell you that I am now in the beginning of my sixth year as a protege of Will Allen. Sweetwater was inspired by Big Will Allen.
So is what you're doing, that is to say you personally and, of course, the collaboration with Will, something that could be applied to virtually any building in this city or, for that matter, even an outdoor area? Could this happen anywhere?
I call Sweetwater as much a science lab and a school as a farm. And we're soon going to be rolling out an outside iteration of Sweetwater in greenhouses that we're constructing. it is our intuition that the most efficient way to combine plants being fed by the fish and the plants and their bacterial partners cleansing the fish water, it is our intuition that the most efficient way to do that is in an outside greenhouse because of the glorious powers of the sun. We're spending more money and getting less results with our plants in the indoor facility because no amount, in our estimation at this point in history, of artificial light can remotely approximate the power and the glory of Father Sun. It is also our appreciation that a giant indoor facility and smaller indoor facilities are appropriate experiment stations because of the security they offer from both the elements and from people breaking in. So the jury's out as to what is the perfect mix. I guess one of the terms that comes forth quite often with Sweetwater, besides experimentation, is hybrid. Mix different approaches and see what happens. So 5 years from now, I'll be able to give you, God willing, some pretty precise figures as to the difference in yield of indoor systems versus outdoor systems. So it's a very complex story. Sweetwater Organics website and Milwaukee Renaissance website have thousands of pages trying to both chronicle what we're doing and engage people in conversation literally across the planet. We have people in conversation with us today in London, in Zurich, in Nigeria. The whole planet can partner with Milwaukee to advance this, what we think may be a critical 21st century industry. We're hypothesizing that maybe the human race is at a Pearl Harbor moment, and maybe urban agriculture and aquaponics will be the arsenal of democracy, the arsenal of humanity necessary to face this this environmental crisis that a lot of smart people are telling me I should take very seriously.
James Godsell is one of the founders and the people who run Sweetwater Organics, located in an old factory building in downtown Milwaukee. Thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure and honor. Thank you, Bob.